On this episode of the Gary Zimak Show, we'll look at the readings for the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, and we'll look at ways to get personal with Jesus. Get ready, because here we go. Hey there, welcome to the show. Come on in, make yourself at home. My name is Gary Zimak, and we're going to talk about Jesus today, and I get real excited when I start talking about Jesus. You know, I think that one of the greatest needs for so many of us is that we have a closer personal relationship with Jesus. Now, the problem is, I'm going to tell you what the problem is. The problem with that, using that expression, is that sometimes we've heard it before, we've heard it so many times in the past, that we treat that expression as a cliche, or we look at it as a Protestant thing. As a Catholic, I can't have a personal relationship with Jesus. That's a Protestant thing. Now, I will say this, that some people, but when it's used by a lot of non-Catholic Christians, they mean it as something different, meaning that if I have a personal relationship with Jesus, if I accept him as my Lord and Savior, I'm guaranteed to go to heaven. That's not what we mean as Catholics. I use that phrase, and anybody in the Catholic world will use that phrase to mean just what it is, a personal relationship with Jesus. He is real. He is a person. I have a relationship with him. He is the best friend that you will ever have. And that's what it means. That's the way the expression should be used. And if anybody tells you, and I've heard this before, and I'm going to say right now, can you tell I'm fired up? I didn't even start the show yet, and I'm really fired up. If anybody tells you that all Catholics have a personal relationship with Jesus, they are absolutely wrong. Because not only did I not have one for years and years, even though I went to Mass every week, but I've talked to a lot of people since I've spoken more and more about this idea of having a personal relationship with Jesus. And they say the same thing. Yeah, I don't know him personally. It doesn't mean that the Lord's not there for us. And see, that's what a lot of people don't understand. Just because we receive him doesn't mean we respond to his invitation to have a personal relationship with him. And when I go out and I speak about overcoming anxiety, I always emphasize it all depends on having a personal relationship with Christ. If he's not real in your life, you're never going to overcome your anxiety. But if he becomes real to you, because let's face it, he is real. It's just a matter of perception or awareness on your part. If he becomes real to you, your anxiety level will decrease. So therefore, every Friday on this show, up until we begin our Lenten radio retreat on February the 10th, we'll have as one of our regular features a segment called Getting Personal with Jesus. And for the first time, see, this is really cool. You're going to get some advance information. I'm going to be looking at some of the information from my new book that will be out in just about a month, maybe a little less, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps. I'm going to be sharing some things with you because it's crucial that you get to know Christ, that you get to know him, that you become personal friends with him. And really, that is dependent upon you. He's there for you. He's there for you, and he's always willing to reach out to you, but you've got to respond back. And that is so critical that we do that, that we respond back, and that we become friends with Jesus Christ. We're going to talk about that on today's program. In addition, we'll look at the Mass readings for Sunday, which is the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, which officially brings the Christmas season to a close. We begin ordinary time on the Monday after that feast. So, we got a lot of stuff to cover, a lot of good stuff. I hope you were able to catch the last episode of my five-part series with Johnette Benkovic this week on Women of Grace. The series was about discerning God's will. What does God want me to do? A very reasonable question for so many of us to ask. What does God want me to do? And eventually, I believe now the DVD of the series is available through EWTN Religious Catalog. Although I didn't see it when I looked earlier, but I think if you call them, it might not be showing up on the in the listings yet, but Johnette was mentioning it on the air, so if you call them, you'll be able to order it, I think. Or you can check the website, which is EWTNRC.com, I believe. I don't have a lot of good information for you, do I? But if you're able to find it, the EWTN Religious Catalog, just go to EWTN.com and then click on Religious Catalog. That's another way to get there. But it was really cool to see that series, and I was pleased with the way it turned out. Johnette is an amazing person. It's always good to be on the air with her. I do want to remind you of something else. I mentioned this on the air last night, that for a limited time, and this is in conjunction with my new book that will be coming out, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, I will be offering some one-hour parish talks totally free of charge. I'm not going to charge a fee. I'm still going to need my airline covered, my meals, my lodging, and things like that, but I'm not going to charge a fee. And again, I can't afford to do this for too long of a period of time, and I'm announcing it here before I go public with it. So you let your pastors know, you let your DREs, your adult faith formation directors, your conference organizers, whoever it may be, that I'm willing to come in and give a talk for no fee. And I will also ask for the ability to take up a free will collection and sell my material. But I want to offer this discount because I want to make sure that my message can get out to as many people as possible. Why? Because we need to understand what it means to have a personal relationship with Jesus. So stay tuned for more information about that. But feel free. You get the word out there. I want to get out and speak this message. Take this message to the street and let people know that Jesus is real and he wants to be your friend. The only thing you need to do is respond. But if you have any questions or if you want to look into bringing me to your parish, Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address, or you can go directly to my website, followingthetruth.com, and look for some more information about the kinds of talks that I can give and see some examples of some of the talks that I've given. All right, beverage du jour time. You know, you think you got this one today. I can tell. You think you figured it out. I'm a creature of habit, and you know what Gary's going to do today because he's been on this coffee kick for a long time. And you know it's either Mystic Monk Coffee or one of his other favorites, right? That's what you're thinking. Here's today's beverage. Well, that doesn't sound like coffee. And that's because it's not. Today I have got a nice can of Coca-Cola, with a picture of Santa Claus on it, by the way. It's very festive because we're still in the Christmas season. Therefore, I can be drinking my Christmas Coke. That's the beverage du jour today. And by the way, my Mystic Monk Coffee, my new supply is on the way. So you'll be hearing some more about Mystic Monk Coffee very soon. If you want to treat yourself to some of the greatest coffee that you have ever had in your life, check out Mystic Monk Coffee at followingthetruth.com. Just click on the Mystic Monk image, and you'll get taken to the website of the monks who live in Cody, Wyoming. They're Carmelite monks, and they brew some fine coffee. Good men who love the Blessed Mother, and they brew some great coffee. And while you're on the website, please remember to shop using the link to Amazon.com on my website. For anyone who is ordinarily someone who purchases things from Amazon, if you would use that link from my website, that would help me, because every time you use that link, it results in a commission for the work that I do, and it helps keep my full-time ministry going. So if you or anybody else you know uses Amazon.com, if you could just ask them to go to followingthetruth.com and click on the Amazon link from there, that would really help me. And then, of course, the other thing is, donations, if you're able to help me out financially to keep this work going, and I'm really at a point where I do need your help. If you're able to do that, please go to followingthetruth.com and click on the donate page, and then from there you can either become a monthly donor, and I need some new monthly donors, so if you're able to do that, that'd be wonderful, or you can make a one-time donation as well. Whatever works best for you. I'm very, very grateful for your help. And I really am. So followingthetruth.com, the donate tab is the way to do it. All right, ready to get started? Let's do some praying, then we'll do some reading of Scripture, and then we'll talk about Jesus some more. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, it is absolutely amazing that you are so accessible. Whenever we need you, you are always there for us. So we're very thankful for that great gift. We thank you for giving us another day of life. And Father, we ask that you help us as we travel on this tricky road of life filled with temptations. We ask that you help us to keep focused on you at all times. May we always keep our eyes on you, and may you always be at the center of everything we do, especially as we get ready to head into the Lenten season. We realize that there are many times that we fall. There are many times that we fall in life because we don't keep our focus on you. We ask you to help us. We ask you to help us, strengthen us to always do the right thing. Father, we ask you to help those who are sick. Help those who are lonely. Help those who are anxious. Help those who are struggling with doubt or despair. We ask that you help those who are dealing with financial problems, those who are struggling with religious persecution, or those who are battling any kind of an extreme weather condition. Please help them all. Father, I ask you to help us with our own personal intentions. And I give this program over to you. I ask you to speak through me today. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to the message that you have for us. And we ask for all these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your only Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I want to thank you for tuning into the show. If you're a new listener, and I realize we pick up some new listeners each night, I hope you make this a habit. I would love to have you here. There's always room at my table for you. I've got a really big table. We got lots of extra chairs. We sit around each night on Blog Talk Radio. We talk about Jesus Christ and his Catholic Church. A great part of what I do has to deal with overcoming anxiety. That's what I'm best known for. I am the leading Catholic speaker on overcoming anxiety, which is an incredible miracle that the Lord would choose me to do this, being that I have suffered from anxiety throughout my life. But with his help, and by having a personal relationship with him, I'm able to keep that anxiety under control, but I have to stay close to him, and that's really the secret. But we talk about Jesus on this show. That's a big part of what I do every day. You get to hear some scripture. You get to hear the Lord speak through sacred scripture on this program. We do a different theme every night. We're getting ready to enter our Lenten parish mission, or Lenten radio retreat, not Lenten parish mission, because we're going to do it right on the radio, beginning on February the 10th, Ash Wednesday. Every night, we're going to talk about Jesus and how we can grow closer to him. And I've got a special book that I'm going to be using. And no, it's not my own book, even though I have one coming out in another month about how to have a personal relationship with Jesus. It's another book, though, that's really getting some great reviews. And I think it's going to be perfect for this program. So stay tuned. Next week, I think I'll reveal the book that we'll be using for our radio retreat. In the meantime, 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, we are here on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen at blogtalkradio.com. You can listen to the last 5 archived podcasts by going to my website, followingthetruth.com, or you can download the podcast from iTunes. No matter how you listen, it is free of charge, and I'm blessed to have you as a listener. Please spread the word. Let other people know about this program. I got to say, I listen to a lot of Catholic radio. I do a lot of Catholic radio. I don't really think there's another show quite like this out there. 30 minutes per night, mass readings, little meditation material, beverage du jour, right? Who else does that? I mean, I don't know if that's something I should brag about, but I really think this program is unique, and it's a blessing to be able to do it. Any questions? By the way, Gary@followingthetruth.com. is my email address. All right, so as we do each Friday, we look at the Mass readings for Sunday. So what I'm trying to do is get you ready for the Sunday Mass. The first reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 42, beginning in verse 1. Thus says the Lord, Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement and from the dungeon, those who live in darkness. Obviously, it's pretty apparent that this prophecy looks forward to the coming of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And at his baptism, this was the beginning of his public ministry. This is when the prophecy was fulfilled, and Jesus Christ appeared. And it was something that really got the attention of many individuals. But we see the prophecy fulfilled in the baptism of the Lord. Let's do the psalm. We'll do the second reading. We'll do the gospel. Then I'll try to, you know, the way I like to do it is to give you a little bit on each reading. Then we tie them all together at the end. Psalm 29, the Lord will bless his people with peace. Give to the Lord, you sons of God. Give to the Lord glory and praise. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Adore the Lord in holy attire. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The Lord over vast waters. The voice of the Lord is mighty. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The God of glory thunders, and in his temple all say glory. The Lord is enthroned above the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever. The Lord does bless his people with peace. And that's why we call Jesus the Prince of Peace. That's why we always remember that if we want to experience peace in life, he is the answer. And that personal relationship, I'm going to say it again, that personal relationship with him is what it takes. Yes, we have the fullness of truth in the Catholic Church, but we still need to have a personal relationship with Jesus. And we can. It's absolutely possible for us to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Let's see, the second reading is from, this is a little bit unusual, the second reading is from the Acts of the Apostles. Typically what we see is the second reading is from one of the letters of St. Paul. Throughout the year, that's what we see a lot of. But in this case, it's from the Acts of the Apostles. Chapter 10, verses 34 through 38. Peter proceeded to speak to those gathered in the house of Cornelius, saying, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him. You know the word that he sent to the Israelites as he proclaimed peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. What has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." We see this reference, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. And then he went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We see again that reference to what happened at the baptism of the Lord. Kind of amazing, isn't it? That Jesus is God. That Jesus is God, but yet he still was willing to be baptized by John. That's pretty impressive. A lot of times we get, I think we get a little self-righteous. We could start to think like, well, this wouldn't be good enough for me. I'm too good for this or that. But Jesus was willing to be baptized. And really what he did when he was baptized, he gave us the sacrament of baptism. John's baptism, and he said this himself, John the Baptist, his baptism was not a sacramental baptism. He baptized with water. But when we get baptized, it is a sacrament. When we're baptized, our original sin is wiped away. We are made members of the mystical body of Christ, the church. It is a sacramental baptism. There's grace involved. And it's a great thing. So if we have been baptized, we are a member of the church, and we get certain gifts. We get the gift of faith, hope, and charity when we first get that when we're baptized. Let's look at the gospel. It's from Luke chapter 3, verses 15 through 22. The people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. After all the people had been baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, heaven was open, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. One of the best things that we can do when it comes to reading through the Gospels is to place ourselves into the story. So here, if you try to picture what went on, and you might have to do this, I think the best way to do this is go somewhere where it's quiet, read it slowly, and just meditate, which is a fancy word meaning just think about it. Think about what was happening. Think about the reaction you might have had if you were there when John baptizes Jesus and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And then that voice came from heaven. You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. It's amazing. That's an example of the Trinity in the Bible. The word Trinity is not used in the Bible anywhere, but there are illustrations where the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit appear together. The Transfiguration is another example where we see the Trinity, the Holy Trinity, in at the same place, at the same time, in an example in the Bible. So I think that if I were to look at this feast of the baptism of the Lord, I would focus on our baptism. And if you remember a few months ago, if you've been listening to this program for a while, we did total consecration to Jesus through Mary. We did it on the program here. By the way, if you know of anybody that wants to do that, we're going to do it again in the fall. But all of the podcasts are still available. They're all still available. So if you go to my website, I got to put a link up one day, but if you look through the blogs, you'll see it there. I'm going to come up with some kind of a banner. But if you know anybody that wants to make their total consecration, they can use all the shows that we did this past fall. They are all available. But the point I want to make is, if we look at the baptism of the Lord, it should call to mind our own baptism. In the total consecration, what we did is we accepted the fact that we needed help living out the promises that we made when we were baptized. Because if we look at the promises, one of them is the promise to renounce Satan. Well, every time we sin, we're not exactly doing that. So we fall short when it comes to the living out of our baptismal promises. We can always do better. And total consecration, that's the purpose of that devotion, to ask the Blessed Mother to help us to better live out our baptismal promises, to be better Christians. So we want to think of our own baptism and really ask ourselves the question, am I doing a good job? Where have I fallen short? Can I get better? And look, we're at the beginning of a new year. This is a great time to really make that effort to be a better follower of Christ. What can we do to bring people closer to our Lord and to live the Gospels? That's the other thing we have to do. We are called to live out the Gospel message. That's a big part of what I'm trying to do this year, and I think we can do that together. So stick with me. We're going to do that together. The baptism of the Lord, it's a great thing. His public ministry begins, and he goes about doing great things, and he still does. He can still work in our lives. If you have any questions, gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. All right. Let's talk about getting personal with Jesus. And again, I'm passionate about this. I've got the new book coming out, Find a Real Friend in Jesus. You can pre-order it on Amazon right now. I'm working on getting my website set up to link to Amazon, but you can go there right now and do it. And, you know, I've gotten some good endorsements from other prominent Catholic writers and people that and personalities, people that I'm thrilled that would endorse the book, but there is a need for a book like this. You can't have too many books on Jesus, on getting to know Jesus. There are several out there. I don't think there's one like this that breaks it down into 10 amazingly easy steps. And I call them amazingly easy because they really are. But let's talk about this. And some of this material is from the new book. And I would say this. If somebody would come up to you and said, "Do you know Jesus?" How would you answer that? Now, I would assume that you would probably say yes. Most people would say, "Yes, I do." And then I would add a few questions. If you would say, "Yes, you do know him," I would say, "What can you tell me about him? What are his likes and his dislikes? Do you speak with him frequently? How often do you visit him? How can I get to know him?" And as you go through this list of questions, I think what you find is that you might not know him as well as you think you do. If I asked you, "Do you know your wife? Do you know your husband? Do you know your son? Do you know your daughter?" And you would say yes, and I'd say, "Well, tell me about them. What are they like? What are their dislikes?" And go through this same list, you'd have an easier time. And it's a common problem. And it's not, I don't bring this up to make you upset. I bring it up to motivate you, to make you realize that maybe we can do a better job. But we can always do a better job. We can always grow closer to Jesus. I'll tell you right now, I talk to him every day, but I still want to get to know him better. We all should want to get to know him better every single day, because he wants to be a part of our lives. He really wants to be intimately involved with us. What does it mean to have a relationship? Well, a relationship, and this is not rocket science, a relationship is it takes place between two people. So if I have a relationship, it's me relating to another person. It really, that's the essence of a relationship with Jesus as well. But there's a difference between a relationship and a good relationship. And I think some of the things that we can look at, if we look at the aspects of a good relationship, we can achieve this with Christ. What does a good relationship consist of? Well, it consists of self-sacrifice. I have to learn to put the needs of the other person before my own. I try to do that with my wife. I try to do that with my kids. I don't always succeed, but that's the goal. And my wife, my kids, we do that with each other. That's the basis of a good relationship. If I'm to enter into a close relationship with Christ, I have to be willing to put him first. Well, how do I do that? I can accept suffering willingly. I can help the poor. I can pray even when I don't feel like it. And see, this is the thing that we don't think of sometimes. We're so busy asking the Lord for what we need, which is really something we should do. We should ask for everything we need. But we also need to sometimes say to Jesus, "Jesus, what can I do for you?" Because we can do things for him. And as far as the self-sacrifice goes, he gave his life for you and for me. So we don't have to worry about him holding up his end of the bargain. The problem lies with us. Another thing a good relationship requires is commitment. And it requires work. We have to be committed to working on the relationship. If I want to grow closer to Jesus Christ, it's not going to just happen unless I do something. I have to commit to this relationship and be willing to spend the time each day with that relationship, working on that relationship. How do I do that? Through prayer, through scripture reading, through possibly going to Mass if you're able to do it, through going to confession as often as possible, to spending time with the Lord in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. These are ways that I can commit to working on the relationship, to loving other people, including the ones that get on my nerves. These are things that I can do. I have to be honest. Any relationship involves honesty. Now, here's the tricky thing. In a relationship with the Lord, he knows everything that's happening. He knows what I'm thinking. So why do I need to be honest? Well, I need to be honest because it's part of the relationship. I need to be honest. I need to tell him my true feelings. That's what he wants me to do. And if I do that, if I spend time with him, if I admit when I make mistakes, and I say I'm sorry, if I appreciate him, if I tell him I love him, if I start doing all of these things, the relationship will flourish. It will flourish in your life as well. Now, I just gave you some basics to think about, but I'm completely out of time. We'll talk more about this next Friday. But I'm going to be back here next Monday, God willing. I hope you'll be able to join me. Until then, have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for tuning in, and God bless.